And I would like to go to Hashiveinu, because I think it's just easier to learn than the Chayin and Hadas one. And besides, we all have enough brains, Baruch Hashem. Who needs more brains? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Everybody feels he has enough. Tshuva, now that we could use, right? So let's go to Peshin Chavav Hashiveinu, which is the name of a song, right? Okay. Birchas Hadas Mispalim. It should say Achar Birchas Hadas Mispalim. What's missing, right? What?
You're missing it.
You have the word Achar?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm missing it. I have earlier print than you. Achar Birchas Hadas Mispalim Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. After that, we say, God, bring us back to your Torah. V'abir b'zeh, sheberiboy habina das v'asechel. In the riboy of understanding and knowledge and thinking, noichichim she'adayin chaserim ikar echad l'shleim esavayda. Even if we're brilliant, we're still missing something. Shebeinim loimdim b'shitchiyis. Whether you learn superficially, belimud mahir becomes meruba, quickly, like a bikiyah seder, like daf yomi, learning something very quickly and getting the basic ideas, and that's it. Ubein emainim b'tayr b'derech hayeshivas, or if you learn be'ion, like they do in yeshiva, l'redes la'am keyam ha'talmud b'bi'or v'libun, to pierce the depths of the sea of the Talmud with, to clarify it. Do we appreciate the fact that what we're learning is Teres Hashem? God is talking to us when we learn. And according to the measure that we add das, miskala leinenu yosef yosef chisaron baylik basic haTeres shalanu. It comes out, comes to our eyes more and more, clearly what's missing in the Eisek HaTayru, Mesigin Kama Anu Muruchakim Mesulakim Mealim Ad Harai V'Anachin. And we realize how far we are from a true and proper appreciation. Alima Shalanu Shaloi L'Shmahi. Our Limud is Shaloi L'Shma. What does that mean, is Shaloi L'Shma? Why would we be learning? Why would we learn Shaloi L'Shma? What? To acquire knowledge. Okay. Look what he says. He calls Shalai Lishma. He says, Oikadei Lisra, says Shalai Lishma, Oikadei Lias Bechla B'nei Taira, Lo Yiyachalkeinu B'nami Aretz. That's Shalai Lishma. You don't want to be an Am Aretz. You want to be an intelligent person. You want to be a Talmud Chacham. That's Shalai Lishma. Don't want to be a Talmud Chacham. That's Shalai Lishma. That's what he's saying. It's just not enough lishma. I think it's pretty good. Or, he gives another example. Oik, de lis rais, ulischabe, barav yidi asenu. But to show off how much we know. Va'imik haskol asenu. And the depth of our understanding. Oi, machmas ahava, lahagais bachakirais. We enjoy clearing a shayla. A machmas sakraniais, b'muskalais. Or to be able to answer questions, to be able to divide concepts. Ayafila hashalei lishma shalimu rochelik melias yehudi shemer adas to be a from yid. Im techlalana kol elu asibus bashik sham says sevitivon olasei b'divrei tayra. Is this all included in ashash kedishanu b'mitzvay sevitivonu? That's his question. The question is what the goals of learning should be. It's a very hard question to answer. We learn because we know God wants us to learn. Why do we learn? Why do we come to shul early in the morning or late at night? I think most of us do it because that's what God wants us to do, no? It's so hard to understand, though. It's a shalal shema. It's a shalal shema.
The same day, when Sapatka had the name Askilim there, they spent the day learning and...
Yeah. But the rest of us today, why are we learning? We're learning because God wants us to learn. Isn't that why we're learning? You're learning to be able to show off that you're learning? I don't think so. Huh?
Acquisition of knowledge.
So part of it is that we want to know. Part of it is that we want to know, and part of it, I don't know. I don't know, he seems to be doubting the Lishma, now he's going to try to explain it. But I wonder, I thought we all do things with Lishma. Some things, what?
People do it out of fear.
Fear of what, Gehenna?
Something bad.
You're ashamed from your son. He should look at you like an Amoret, so you have to start learning. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's see what the Rav Schwab says here. All right, you ready? Here we go. Haydienu achazal. So Chazal have told us. Amar Rav Yudah Maran. My diksiv, mi yaish hachacham v'yavin ezayis. Who is the man that is wise and understands? Ashadiba pi Hashem elav v'yegidu. Yegida ama of the aretz. Dovezeh nishal l'chachamim l'neviim l'malachei hashareis. This question was asked to wise men, to prophets, to angels, v'loi pishu, asher pirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. God explained. D'ksiv ha'yemer Hashem, why was the Churban? Al-ozva mes-teirasi asher nasati lefneim. The Churban was because Jews abandoned the Torah, v'loi shamu b'kaili, v'loi halchu ba. Laimar, she'im avarchim b'teirat tefila. That's what we have to understand. We say that the Churban took place, Ashulay Berchu B'Tayra Tchilik. They didn't say Berchas HaTayra. Now we all understand it's not the Bracha of Berchas HaTayra. He's going to explain what it means. But those are the words that it says in the Gemara. It says the Churban was because people didn't say Berchas HaTayra. That means they learned and they just didn't say Berchas HaTayra. HaKavana, Al-Azam is Tayra Si. Tayra Shali. Jews learned because they like to learn. They didn't do it because it was Torah seed, Torah Shali, God's Torah. Av shalom du vasku b'Torah, shecham neviim, ha'malchei sharis lo yadu. Ma'ane, ama of the aretz. They had no answer. Imagine, they say, why was the Churban? And people couldn't answer. Malachim couldn't answer. Obviously they learned. Become malachim. Shachachu, sh'atayra kadaisha divar Hashem hi. They forgot that Torah is the word of God. Haynu mamoram shloi baruchu b'Torah tefila. Says they didn't say Berchas HaTorah. It's not the aveira of not saying Berchas HaTorah. It's people didn't see Torah as Devar Hashem, as God's word. They saw it as the wisdom of Judaism. Shav shanu aymer Berchas HaTorah. Shari chelik m'sei de tefila hi. We certainly say the words. Do we pay attention that we're focused on the word of Hashem? That's a very good question. I don't know. Maybe when I say Berchas HaTorah in the morning, I have to think about it. I don't know. When do I say Berchas HaTorah? I used to say Berchas HaTorah on the run. So now I have on my shtender in the house, I have a copy of Brachas and Berchas HaTorah. Before I walk out in the morning, I say Brachas and Berchas HaTorah and the whole 15 Brachas. But I'm in a rush to get to the Beis Medrash to learn. It's like I don't do anything right. I'm always rushing to the next thing. So I don't know. Maybe I should say Berchas HaTorah more slowly. So you want to call me in the morning and remind me? Huh? I don't know. And someone to remind me to say Berchas HaTorah slowly. You want to try tomorrow? You try? We'll compare notes. So tomorrow night, my nephew's getting married, so Thursday night. We'll compare notes. You say Berchas HaTorah tomorrow slowly and think about it. Let's see. What?
I don't say rush.
You're still in a rush? Why are we all in a rush? You know, I'm going to change my alarm clock. My alarm clock is set for 5:30. I'm going to change it to 5:29. And I'll have an extra minute. If we'll do that, change the alarm clock 1 minute earlier. And, a good idea. It'll be 5:29 and, I'll have plenty of time. I always felt that if God had only made the day of 25 hours, I wouldn't have any problems. You know, if you have one more hour in the day, everything would work out smoothly. So why didn't God make 25 hours? I don't understand. It's a round number.
You should sleep extra 20 minutes if it's 25 hours. Each 20 minutes of hours, you sleep even.
Not that much.
No. It was originally 23.
It was originally 23, and made it 24. Otto Marishan bargained it up. I don't know. So, Belina, that tomorrow morning, I go over to my shtender. I'm gonna, as it is, I have to hold on to the shtender, because otherwise I run to get this and get that while I say the brachas in the morning. You know, like, yeah, I gotta hold on tight. I don't know. It's not a joke. I go through a whole life and say brachas in a rush. He's saying that lo berchu b'torah tchila means a lack of appreciation that the Torah is Torah Hashem. We learn Torah, we want to know, we want to be a Talmud Chacham. The Jew wants to be a Talmud Chacham. But I don't know. Kishashaylim lebachar yeshiva, psychli psukech. If we tell a boy in yeshiva, tell me what you learn. V'oine shalayme mesechtes ksubis. Ha'imu yachal lahashiv ala shaylois, ezek ksubais. Which ksubis are you talking about? Miu mechabra, who wrote it? What would a boy answer? I guess to say ksubis, well, the Mishnah is written Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Gemara by Ravina, Rav Ashi. Will he say it's Dvar Hashem? And God commanded us to learn ksubis? Do we think of it that way? I'm not sure. Huh? I say, Reb Chaim, why do we learn? We don't learn because God wrote it. Why are we learning? Why else? Otherwise, you can go go relax. I don't know why he's beating up on everybody. No, why do you learn? Not because Hashem said it. I think so. Maybe we don't appreciate it enough. We treasure it more. Look what he says. Avoladavineinu, to our sadness. Ami lo yizbainan. The Jews don't understand. Shemureshes, mishureshes banu, adishus be'inyin zeh. Mecheshem zeh klal. That means we have rooted in us, adishus means a sense of appreciation, of cheshivus, for this topic, and we don't use it. Akein hinnu bo'im oinin lotzeis mimavuchazu. And therefore, anu be'ein oinim lotzeis mimavuchazu. And therefore we're stuck. On zeh achav birch schein and as born b'siyas esiseinu shenachtu batzmeinu, we speak out that we ourselves ain la'el yadenu l'sa'alois l'dargah haruya v'lumay bekavono amitis, that we don't have the strength to learn properly. Ela'at, we say to God, hashiveinu avinu v'tiyah ha'ashav l'terasecha t'irishalach. I want to realize what we just did. We started the bracha Hashiveinu Avinu L'Serasecha. Now that bracha is about what? Well, you know what it says in the Siddur? It's a bracha about tshuva. And he's not even talking about tshuva. Look what he's doing. He's saying that the churban happened because Jews didn't appreciate the Torah. So Hashiveinu Avinu L'Serasecha, I would think it means Hashem bring us back to keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. He's saying that's not what it is. He's saying it is bring us that we shall learn the Torah because it's your Torah. Because the Torah Secha, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Serah Secha. Bring us close to the study of Torah in appreciation that it's your Torah.
That's the answer.
What?
That's the answer.
That's the answer, right.
For why we study.
Right. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Okay. Most of us don't think in a bracha that way. Yeah, they couldn't figure out by the Bayis Sheni why. See, in the Bayis Rishon, they were Evid Avodah Zara. The Bayis Sheni, it wasn't so much because of Avodah Zara. It was Sinas Chinam. But the Gemara does mention Sinas Chinam. And the Mefarshim is this Kasha. That one Gemara says it was because of Sinas Chinam, and one Gemara says that it was because of a lack of appreciation of Torah. So the answer that's usually given is that the Torah should protect someone from Sinas Chinam. A person who learns properly shouldn't come. It's just a silly thing to hate people for no reason. It doesn't make any sense. It's It's like it's a waste of anger over what? Sinna doesn't get you anything. So Sinna Schinam, how did it come that Jews could come to Sinna Schinam one for the other? You know why? Because they learned Torah properly. Torah is Megan, Umatzel, Torah protects. How could it be that the Jewish people came to a level of Sinna Schinam? The answer is because they weren't learning Torah properly. If you don't learn properly, you don't have that protection.
But it was a revolution. Kohanim and Levim, they spoiled. That's the situation.
Spoiled what?
Kohanim and Levim become spoiled, and people don't want them.
So I'm not familiar with that.
The end of the Second Temple. That's the situation.
Okay. Okay. So at any rate, this is the... This is the idea that the root cause was a lack of appreciation for Torah. Let's try one more paragraph. Mamshichim ba'isa rayin. We continue in that thought, the meschaninin, and we say, karveinu malkeinu l'avaydasecha. Shigam ba'avaydaseinu, in our avaydah to Hashem nimtza oisei achesaren. Shine ikra avaydah bizman hazeh, hi atfila. Avaydah today, there's no Beis Hamishnas davening. Same thing. Do we really feel that we're meeting God? So I want to tell you, every day when I start Shemini Esrei, I'm aware I'm standing in front of God. Sometime between there and Maidim, I lose it. I Maidim, I sometimes get it back. But I don't know, I always start out that way. I guess if you would really feel it, you wouldn't lose it. That's the point. No?
Somewhere between Baruch and Atah.
Well, not quite. V'chein, v'kiyum ha-mitzvah siyesh me-garas ba-siyaseinu v'kiyumeinu shenasu keheragol. We put on towels, we put on tefillin, that's what we're used to doing. K'mitzvah z'anashim l'muda, like out of habit. B'li kavonav is b'ininis, without thinking, Shem tzivah kadosh baruch hu b'chukav, that we have a relationship with God. I started one of my classes many, many years ago, learning Reb Tzadik on the side. And one of the boys who was very close with, he came over to me and he said, you know, I'm in yeshiva for 15 years and no one ever mentioned God. You mention mitzvahs and halacha and gemara. No one ever mentioned God, you know. It was a compliment. It was a compliment. I mentioned God. I don't know. As the years go on, I find it harder and harder to talk about God. Like, who wants to talk about God? Like, it's
in yeshiva.
Yeah, it's hard to explain to you here. You have to experience it. But okay, so we're up to Peshin Chavzayim. We finished the top few lines. We pick up on this again Thursday night. That's it.